is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Glory to God. I'm so glad you're back with me, and I have some important correspondence to read to you from David Rubin of Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. If you're interested in children, if you're concerned about terrorism, I have some important information for you. First, let's turn to Scripture, Genesis 12, very important, blessing that founds the Judeo-Christian heritage, but so much more. It is the beginning of God's redemptive story. After the covenant with Adam was broken, then the covenant of Abraham was made. Genesis 12, first three verses. Now the Lord, this is God's proper name, the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Hallelujah. And so Abraham went forth. So I want to remind you then of our great opportunity to bless Israel. And we live in such a wondrous prophetic time that Israel is back as a nation. Hallelujah. And we have an opportunity to bless the nation of Israel today and in so doing be blessed. Now, if you haven't been with me when we have talked about David Rubin and we have interviewed him, then let me tell you who he is. David Rubin was born as an American in Ohio and immigrated to Israel as a young man and eventually became the mayor of Shiloh. Now, you have heard of the word Shiloh, and you may remember in biblical history that that's where the tabernacle was before David moved it to Jerusalem. And that's where Samuel served the Lord in the tabernacle there at Shiloh. If you're speaking Hebrew, you say Shiloh. If, you know, most of us in English say Shiloh. And David Rubin tells us it's very important to have that H on the end of it when you spell it, S-H-I-L-O-H, because the H, in addition to the other letters, signifies in Hebrew that God is very much involved. Well, in 1948, when Israel became a nation, Shiloh was nothing, you know, but a barren plain and a few rocks that may have been historical, but there were no one was living there. It was nothing, very barren. And along in history, recent history, these young people settled it and very much under attack, but they lived in trailers. But as young people are wont to do, they paired off, mated, and had some children. And Shiloh has flourished and is now a little town with some suburbs. You see that this great heartland of Israel, the very center from which Israel moved out from that tabernacle, is now referred to in the media as the West Bank. We really need to shake off our laziness as Americans and start looking at the maps and finding out what is what, instead of just having things defined for us by other people. We don't, West Bank, what is that, you know, and we have very vague conceptions of things. But if we look at the map, we'll see that this is the major portion of Israel and clearly the historical heartland. David Rubin shared with us briefly when we interviewed him, maybe we can run that again, his testimony of how he'd gone off to the dentist and in his car, and his three-year-old son was sitting behind him, and just random violence was shot at, sustained injuries, both he and his three-year-old son, and was able to get himself miraculously to a hospital and ended up the 1,000th patient in that particular hospital who was a victim of terrorism, and so used that for good. And what has come out of that is this therapeutic children's center. Shiloh Israel Children's Fund is his work to fund a therapy center that serves children who have been the victims of violence. In his thinking, doesn't want children who have been traumatized to then reproduce that same sort of violence in their lives, as so often is the case, that people are traumatized and then other things happen to them and it just becomes more and more trauma, and then they act out on that because they haven't felt safe and loved in their lives. And I think this is a philosophical, psychological point that's worth pondering, and very laudatory, I think, that as a leader there, that this is how he should lead. And so he does make trips to the United States and to raise funds, and he comes regularly to a church here in Austin where a good friend of mine is the pastor. And so I was privileged to meet him, and I encourage you to do so. Meet him when he comes through your area. But we have been connected, and I'm so privileged then to have the opportunity to support this endeavor, and want to make that great opportunity available to you. It's important, it's prophetic, and it has to do with children. So I have a letter I just received yesterday, however it is dated December 2012. So let me read this to you from David Rubin, Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, where he runs a therapy center for children who have been the victims of violence, of terrorism, and specifically. This is very, very timely for us. Before I read it, I want to interject. This is, as I record this, it's January 2013, and I anticipate this will air on January 27th will be its official air date. And we as a nation in the United States are undergoing some self-reflection because we have had a terrible instance at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut of someone shooting children. And this was not a terrorist. This was a young man on medication. And it has then been picked up, a tragedy, then picked up and used politically, and people are talking about should we have more regulations on guns or not, and how should we protect our children. And I think it's necessary to start having a conversation on how we are medicating our youth and children, and maybe eventually we will get to a conversation about how we deal with trauma and children and youth and adults for that matter, and what our responsibilities are as adults who are caretakers of children. There are many issues that need to be addressed other than just some of these ongoing debates that we're locked in the United States. But what I want to point out to you is in all of that, this major self-reflection that we're having in the United States just at this time, let me point out to you, as traumatic as this was merely a one young man who had some psychological problems. in a contexture of a society in a particular pattern. But imagine if you lived in a country where the violence, although random in time and space, was intentional, that there were people whose lives were dedicated to hurting you and hurting your children, and who were rearing children whose lives were dedicated to hurting you. And every time you left your home, you risked being shot. Every time you sent your child to school, you risked someone intentionally coming to massacre the students there. This is what people live with every day in Israel. This is the reality that doesn't get talked about in the media. We do hear about somebody, you know, being a suicide bomber in the pizza store down the street. And we consider why people do that. And the consideration is at least one step of elevation. But I think what gets so often missed is the difficulty that these people who have legitimately bought this land, who are there with international agreement, and all of that history gets changed and perverted and misremembered. But an everyday living is in the face of intentional terrorism. And what that must do then for the hearts of the mothers and for the hearts of the children. And I laud the people in Israel who work so diligently to bring peace and who have heartfelt discussions about this beyond perhaps what an American can truly follow, given our lack of correct information and our lack of being there. But we, of course, know the big picture, don't we? As we know God's intention and God's fulfillment and the truth. Hallelujah. All truth is God's truth, but not everything that masquerades as truth is truth at all. So we'll talk about how to find truth in another episode. But today, let me turn to David Rubin's letter. I want it to ring with you, with all the prophetic insight that it can, with all the reality of what it means to live there in Shiloh and to be a parent and to be a leader who's trying to help the situation and therefore have a therapy center. All right, here is David Rubin. Dear friends, in my last update letter, I spoke about the thousands of terrorist missiles being aimed at Israel's cities and towns. As our children were forced to run to bomb shelters, Israel finally responded to the missile attacks, but agreed to a very premature ceasefire, which left Hamas terrorist infrastructure intact. And this he has bolded: the next major battle will likely be coming within the year and may also include the Hezbollah terrorists and even war with a belligerent Iran on the verge of achieving nuclear capability. As always, my main concern is how these events affect the children and what we can do about it. That was the end of the bolding. Whether we live in Israel or anywhere else in the free world, the fact is that those of us who are active at the grassroots level have far more influence than we often think. We can heal the trauma of terrorism and war in thousands of children in Israel, and yes, we can rebuild the biblical heartland of Israel through the children. Since the recent outbreak of violence in Israel, we have experienced a sharp increase in requests for our one-to-one therapeutic services, particularly to treat children that have not had a history of terrorism in their families. We are expanding our Therapy with Horses program and our Snowzellen Multisensory Safe Room program to meet those needs. Furthermore, two of the regional schools have turned to us with urgent requests to organize group therapy for their children within the school framework. We are trying to meet those requests. In addition to the therapeutic programs, we are helping to build a community center for children's activities in Esh Kodesh, one of the eastern Shiloh villages, and a nursery kindergarten complex in the community of Kedah. Meanwhile, requests continue to come in from all over Samaria for playgrounds and educational programs. Bolded, we can't all be on the front lines, but it's those of you who send in your generous donations of varying amounts that are truly healing the trauma of terrorism and war. Unbolded. Those of you who give, whether monthly or occasionally, in large amounts or in smaller amounts, you are helping us to continue and expand our programs and projects in Israel. While the Israel Defense Forces have shifted back into preparation mode for the next battle that is soon to come, those of us who treat the children don't have that respite. Their therapeutic and educational needs become greater in tense times like this, when the threat of terrorism and war seems almost as real and frightening to them as the actuality. They need our support. Blessings and shalom, David Rubin, founder and president. P.S. As we approach the end of 2012, I want to remind you that all donations to the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund are USA tax deductible. We also have a tax-exempt Canadian option, which you can check out in the donations section of our website at www.shilohisraelchildren.org. Shiloh, S-H-I-L-O-H, israelchildren.org. Thanks for standing with us in these difficult times. So that is a letter from David Rubin, president of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, which supports the Shiloh Israel Children's Therapeutic Center. Their address in the United States is Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, P.O. Box 212, Suffren, S-U-F-F-E-R-N, New York, 10901. Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, P.O. Box 212, Suffren, New York, 10901. That's P.O. Box 212, Suffren, S-U-F-F-E-R-N, New York, 10901. And you may also make a secure donation online to our website, www.shilohisraelchildren.org. Once again, website www.shilohisraelchildren.org. Now, in some times past, I have allowed you to send it to the Great Shalom and have me send it along. But this time I'm asking you to send it directly to Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, either through their website or their address. I'll give it to you once again. Website www.shiloh, S-H-I-L-O-H, israelchildren.org, and their address, P.O. Box 212, Suffren, S-U-F-F-E-R-N, New York, 10901. Praise God. we have an opportunity to bless Israel and to bless children. And we know that what we sow, we reap. And this is particularly promised to us about the descendants of Abraham. Hallelujah. God said to Abraham, it's recorded in Genesis 12, I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you. The one who curses you, I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. You know, the sowing and reaping principle is in the very foundation of the creation of the world. This is the way things work. And if you sow curses, you'll get curses. If you sow terrorism, I'm sure that it's not good. I sympathize with a mother who would be so confused and hopeless that the idea of, and demoralized, that the idea of sending her child out to be a bomber, a suicide bomber, would sound good. I pity that. But I also want to bless those who have in truth and in righteousness stood for what is good and right, who have turned the desert into a blossoming rose, into an orchard. And I think you can see that, you know, on one side of the road, very productive, a land where the best medicines in the world are coming out, and fruit and wine and wonderful things on one side, and on the other side, the dust and rock of wasteland. But most importantly is the future that is being cultivated in the children, and the children who were traumatized by terrorism need some help. They need some schooling, which the government can't provide adequately, in the opinion of many parents there. And so we have an opportunity to bless Israel. Once again, it's www.shilohisraelchildren.org. S-H-I-L-O-H, israelchildren.org. And the land address, P.O. Box 212, Suffern, New York, 10901. Hallelujah. We haven't had an opportunity to talk very much about sowing and reaping financially, but we see this in Scripture, and we encourage you to sow your money. Now, we have been so very fortunate in the United States that our money has been so valuable, so we need to send it quickly when it can do the most good. Hallelujah. Please do come to the greatshalom.org website. We have many resources there for you. We have some prayer tools. We have some blogging, and we have one going on right now about the Sandy Hook situation. We would invite an elevated discussion about that and about how we can help children who are traumatized, and adults for that matter, and how we can bless those around us. Hallelujah. So now let me pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are the great architect and designer of the world. We stand in awe of how you have unfolded this plan across the centuries and made it fit together. How we are now searching out these mysteries, how we can see in the very astronomy the signs in the heaven of the birth of Messiah, how we find in archaeology the truth of these ancient records that we read in the Bible. Thank you, Lord, that we are also beginning to understand your economy of blessing. And so we thank you that we have an opportunity to participate, that we can give money, that we can give time, that we can give heart. And so we would bless, first off, we would bless David Rubin, and we would bless the children of Shiloh and all of those young people now maybe not quite so young, who dedicated their lives in a very real sense to creating an outpost for the kingdom of God. We bless them. May they prosper. May their children grow strong, happy, and healthy. Hallelujah. And we also would pray for shalom on all my listeners and on their offspring, their children and grandchildren, that they grow in shalom, in the knowledge of God, in the peace of God, in the health and the prosperity that is in God. May they increase, both they and their children. Thank you, Lord, for engrafting us into this covenant. We're grateful for this, and help us move on in respect and in unity. Hallelujah. As one man. We thank you for it. We pray in the mighty, most matchless name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for participating, listening to the Great Shalom broadcast. Once again, I invite you to the website, www.greatshalom.org. Please allow me to mention to you that I have some books there. First off, I'd like to tell you about the Learn at Home for Great Shalom book, written as a soup to nuts book for home educators. And if you've got children, you're a home educator. You want to address all of your children's needs, and you want to have some help in sorting out the different philosophies and curricula. And so you need this book, Learn at Home for Great Shalom. Just go to the website, www.greatshalom.org, and you can click through for that. And God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.